Star.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Welcome. This is All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 88 degrees in Topeka. It's 89 in Lawrence. The time is 3:06.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. So much to talk about with you. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines. Then last week's global software meltdown led to chaos for the airlines in general. All of the major carriers have now resumed normal operations with one exception, Delta.
There isn't a rhyme or reason to say one particular organization will respond in the same way, even if they are in the same exact industry.
More on why Delta is still canceling hundreds of flights a day. Also, before we get to 4 o'clock, we are going to talk about the hottest congressional race in Kansas this year, the 2nd District, crowded field. What are the candidates do to stand out from the crowd? It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Join us this evening for classical music, followed by jazz on your KPR1 stations. Tonight, Destiny brings you the famous Bela Fleck Banjo Concerto, a little heard overture by Mendelssohn, and more. She's with you from 7 till 9 p.m. on KPR1. It's followed by Jazz in the Night with special guest host David Bassey tonight. Again, that's on KPR1. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR comes from this...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from KCPBS and Flatland, presenting the Kansas City 2024 Voter Guide in partnership with the Kansas City Media Collective. Information on candidates and ballot issues at kcvoterguide.org.
Up next, we have news headlines. Mostly clear skies tonight, humid with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot. Very July-like. Highs tomorrow in the lower 90s. It's 90 degrees in Abilene and 90 in Chanute. The time is 3:30.
State Department.
Looks like a down day on Wall Street. Stocks finished lower across the board. The Dow lost 57 points. Tech-heavy NASDAQ down 10. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered all flags on state property to be flown at half staff in honor of a former Kansas House Speaker who died. Daniel Caudill has more.
Former Kansas House Speaker Marvin William Barkus died at 81 earlier this month. The rural Miami County native served in the legislature from 1978 to 1992. He served as Speaker during the 1991 legislative session, the third Democrat to have ever held that position. He is perhaps best known for leading efforts to reform school finance laws during that time. In his obituary, Barkus is said to have loved reading, traveling, and spending time with friends and family. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
A new proposed rule from the Biden administration is aimed at helping protect millions of workers from extreme heat. The rule would require employers to make a heat illness and injury prevention plan and learn how to respond if an employee shows signs of heat illness. Scott Blubaugh, president of American Farmers and Ranchers and the Oklahoma Farmers Union, says the rule is good common sense and includes practices he uses on his farm anyway.
You know, the devil's in the details, of course, but
I didn't see anything that would give me any worry about the rule.
But the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Rod Mozell, says the organization doesn't like a one-size-fits-all approach and that many operators are already taking measures. The American Farm Bureau Federation says it's still analyzing the proposed rule and engaging with members to form the organization's comment to the proposal. A new forecast out of Wichita State University projects the Kansas population to continue to age in the coming decades. Over the next 50 years, the state's 65 and older population is expected to grow more than twice as quickly as Kansans under 20. Jonathan Norris is a research economist at WSU's Center for Economic Development and Business Research.
You can see things like increased public health care costs. You can see things like shifts in what kinds of housing is in demand, which is something that policymakers really need to think about, is how are we going to meet the requirements of this aging workforce?
Overall, Kansas population growth is expected to continue to slow over the coming decades, but we'll enter a new wave of growth, at least it's expected to, around 2050. Major metropolitan areas are expected to see the largest gains. And it pays to check your Kansas lottery tickets. Every year, thousands of dollars are forfeited because winning ticket holders don't step forward. Lottery players have 1 year after a drawing to claim their winnings, and right now, lottery officials say $200,000 in lottery prize money remains unclaimed, and time is running out. So check them, folks. This is KPR. It's 3:35.
From NPR News, this is...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The hottest congressional race in Kansas this year is in the 2nd District, covering much of the eastern third of the state. As Zane Irwin reports, the candidates are all trying to stand out.
Political opponents are shooting the...
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on public policy issues. You'll find this report and many others at kansaspublicradio.org.
Don't let your aging RV take you for a ride. KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can help fund the news and music programming you enjoy. Donate your car, truck, boat, or RV online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, you will find us at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies sort of sprinkled across the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering a variety of public events throughout the year for K through 12 youth, KU students, and families, including monthly series and special events. See upcoming events at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, President Biden's decision to bow out of the upcoming presidential race has sparked all sorts of rumors. Some Republicans are framing his withdrawal as an anti-democratic coup.
George Soros and Barack Obama and a couple of elite Democrats got in a smoke-filled room and decided to throw Joe Biden overboard.
We are going to talk about conspiracy theories with Shannon Bond coming up here on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 4.
CMCFoundation.org.
Virtual reality technology has come a long way, but is it really the future of entertainment? That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence. It is 88 in Topeka. The time is 4 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Business. From small business to big enterprise and everything in between, Amazon Business works to help simplify the supplies buying process. Learn more about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
It's 89 degrees in Topeka, 89 here in Lawrence. The time is 4:06.
To All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, helping organizations and individuals confront complex issues to make progress on health rankings in Kansas. Learn more at kansashealth.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an overview of Kamala Harris's entire career, a whole list of jobs that no one who looks quite like her had ever held before, including Attorney General of the State of California, U.S. Senator, and Vice President of the United States. Asma Khalid will tell us about that. And then also coming up before 5 o'clock, before her life was cut short by maternal sepsis, Crystal Anderson touched hundreds, if not thousands, of lives. She was a former Chiefs cheerleader. She was influential in a career in health technology and a loving friend, wife, and daughter.
She would always give the clothes off her back to people, you know, and try to make people fit in.
Coming up on KPR, how one Kansas woman's death is part of a much larger problem. We'll tell you all about it straight ahead.
Support for KPR comes from the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Lawrence, supporting personal religious journeys, ethical living, and social justice in a diverse community. Details at uuclks.org or 785-842-3339.
Join us Saturday on KPR's Live at Green Lady Lounge. This week, Ken Lovern's Organ Jazz Trio. The OJT holds down a regular gig at the Green Lady. You can enjoy them on the radio this week, live at the Green Lady Lounge Saturday evening at 6, with an encore broadcast Sunday night at 9 on KPR.
NPR comes from this station.
And from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your hosts will be A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Public Library, encouraging folks new to Lawrence to sign up for a library card, attend events, borrow books and movies, and meet new people at this community hub. Information at lplks.org.
Coming up next, news headlines. Humid conditions tonight with a low only getting down to the mid-60s. Sunny and hot tomorrow, highs in the lower 90s, lows around 70 tomorrow night. It's 4:30.
...by her deputy director. Stocks finish lower on Wall Street as earnings season wraps up this week. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered all flags on state property to be flown at half staff in honor of a former Kansas House Speaker who died. Daniel Caudill has the details.
Former Kansas House Speaker Marvin William Barkus died at 81 earlier this month. The rural Miami County native served in the legislature from 1978 to 1992. He served as Speaker during the 1991 legislative session, the third Democrat to have ever held that position. He is perhaps best known for leading efforts to reform school finance laws during that time. In his obituary, Barkus is said to have loved reading, traveling, and spending time with friends and family. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
A new forecast out of Wichita State University projects the Kansas population to continue to age in the coming decades. Over the next 50 years, the state's 65 and older population is expected to grow more than twice as quickly as Kansans under 20. Jonathan Norris is a research economist at WSU's Center for Economic Development and Business Research.
You can see things like increased public health care costs. You can see things like shifts in what kinds of housing is in demand, which is something that policymakers really need to think about, is how are we going to meet the requirements of this aging workforce?
Overall, Kansas population growth is expected to continue to slow over the coming decades, but then enter a new wave of growth around 2050. Major metropolitan areas are expected to see the largest gains. The Federal Department of Justice and the United States Attorney's Office announced yesterday that a Kansas man has been charged with embezzlement. KQTV reports that 39-year-old Matthew Waits of Topeka was charged by a federal grand jury in Topeka with one count of theft concerning a program receiving federal funds. Court documents show that Waits was accused of using his position as program manager and director of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation's Diabetes Prevention Program to embezzle more than $5,000 in federal grant funds between January of 2023 and December of 2023. The FBI and the Inspector General for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services are investigating the case. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 4:35.
Support for NPR as, in their eyes, a gaffe. Republicans have made fun of Harris's laugh and some of her go-to lines and speeches. But as Jennings points out, her fans embrace those same moments.
The ability to, like, run a candidate for whom attacks like that don't stick is so, so powerful. And I think memes play a huge role in creating that.
Of course, memes are not votes. But the social media attention around Harris suggests a surge of energy, especially among young voters, after weeks of bad headlines for Democrats. Lexi Schapitl, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Women in the United States are dying from pregnancy-related causes more often than in other high-income nations. For black and brown women, death rates are even higher. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga of the Kansas News Service tells us the story of one Kansas mother who recently died of maternal sepsis.
Crystal Anderson was a pillar in her...
All those babies that she so wanted. She has tons of babies now.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. For more Kansas News Service stories, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered yet to come. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, the results of a brand new NPR PBS News Marist poll examining Vice President Harris's favorability rating and what President Biden's legacy might be. Also, more about the resignation of the director of the U.S. Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, all coming up on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 5.
PR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock for Morning Edition on KPR. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KAND and KAND HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in just about 1 minute. It is 89 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5 o'clock.
L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark to the region's World War I veterans, providing information and interactive exhibits on the causes, impact, and effects of the war. Information at theworldwar.org.
It's 89 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Emporia. It's 5:06.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Why is Delta Airlines having such a hard time getting back online after the big global software meltdown? And then 5 Republicans and 2 Democrats are running for Congress in the open seat for the 2nd Congressional District in Kansas. With such a crowded race, each candidate is desperately trying to find a way to stand out.
Create a community where all are welcome.
We need to shut this border down now.
Stop sowing the seeds of fear.
And sue Biden to stop his border crisis.
We have to have a strong military, and I'll support President Trump's agenda in that regard.
Coming up on KPR, a look at the candidates and what they stand for. Straight ahead here on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight, humid with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, highs in the 90s. Lows around 70 tomorrow night, continued humid for the next few days, continued hot all the way through Monday of next week and probably past that, but we know for sure through Monday. It is 89 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:20.
Support for...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting contemporary swing revival band Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, October 3rd at Liberty Hall. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy at Liberty Hall, October 3rd.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. Humid conditions tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Humid tomorrow, highs in the lower 90s. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:30.
Income dropped 45% from a year ago. The Dow lost 57 points, down a fraction. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered all flags on state property to be flown at half staff in honor of a former Kansas House Speaker who died. Daniel Caudle has more.
Former Kansas House Speaker Marvin William Barkus died at 81 earlier this month. The rural Miami County native served in the legislature from 1978 to 1992. He served as speaker during the 1991 legislative session, the third Democrat to have ever held that position. He is perhaps best known for leading efforts to reform school finance laws during that time. In his obituary, Barkus is said to have loved reading, traveling, and spending time with friends and family. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
A new proposed rule from the Biden administration is aimed at helping protect millions of workers from extreme heat. The rule would require employers to make a heat illness and injury prevention plan and learn how to respond if an employee shows signs of heat illness. Scott Blubaugh, president of American Farmers and Ranchers and the Oklahoma Farmers Union, says the rule is good common sense and includes practices he uses on his farm anyway.
You know, the devil's in the details, of course, but I didn't see anything that would give me any worry about the rule.
But the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Rob Mosell, says the organization doesn't like a one-size-fits-all approach and that many operators are already taking measures. The American Farm Bureau Federation says it's still analyzing the proposed rule and engaging with members to form the organization's comment to the proposal. A new forecast out of Wichita State University projects the Kansas population to continue to age in the coming decades. Over the next 50 years, the state's 65 and older population is expected to grow more than twice as quickly as the population under 20. Jonathan Norris is a research economist at WSU's Center for Economic Development and Business Research.
You can see things like increased public health care costs. You can see things like shifts in what kinds of housing is in demand, which is something that policymakers really need to think about, is how are we going to meet the requirements of this aging workforce?
Overall, Kansas population growth is expected to continue to slow over the coming decades, but enter a new wave of growth around 2050. Major metropolitan areas are expected to see the largest gains. And it pays to check your Kansas lottery tickets. Every year, thousands of dollars are forfeited because winning ticket holders don't step forward. Lottery players have 1 year after a drawing to claim their winnings. Right now, lottery officials say $200,000 in lottery prize money remains unclaimed, and time is running out. KSNT reports that four Powerball tickets sold in Kansas, each worth $50,000, have not been claimed and are set to expire in the next couple of months. Check them now. It's 5:35.
From NPR News,
you're welcome.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The hottest congressional race in Kansas this year is in the 2nd District, which covers much of the eastern third of the state. As Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports, the candidates are all just trying to stand out.
Political opponents are shooting the breeze. News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on public policy issues. You'll find this report and many others at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, and many other frequencies all around the state. Proudly listener-supported, you can check us out online. Stream us anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center 24/7 walk-in clinic, serving the healthcare needs of the Jefferson County area no matter the time of day. More information at 913-774-4340.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines. Then Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is addressing Congress tomorrow. Democrats have said there will be boycotts from some members. We will also delve into the world of election conspiracy theories. It's all coming up on KPR. Mostly clear skies tonight. Very humid. Lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot. And guess what? Humid. Highs in the lower 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and humid with lows around 70. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
From NPR News,
thefoundation.org.
Virtual reality technology has come a long way, but is it really the future of entertainment? That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Delve into some pretty heavy metaphysics with Morning Edition on KPR. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAMB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.